Hello, my name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. At Emmanuel, I'm currently preaching through a series on the life of David. This past Sunday, we were in 1 Samuel 16, where the prophet Samuel anointed young David to be king of Israel. But before David is anointed, Samuel surveys each one of his seven brothers, not knowing which one God has chosen to be king. Samuel first sees David's oldest brother, Eliab. Now, Eliab is impressive. He's tall and handsome. And purely because of his looks, Samuel is convinced that Eliab is God's chosen king. And then God rebukes Samuel with this incredibly profound statement. Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as a man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. That's 1 Samuel 16:7. Now, moving away from the context of 1 Samuel 16, I want to consider what this verse reveals about our God and us. God omnisciently sees into the deep recesses of every human soul, searching every hidden place, knowing every past desire and all future thoughts. As Proverbs 20:27 says, "The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts." We can hide all sorts of things from one another, but before God, there is no such thing as private. There is no incognito mode. And as God searches the innermost parts of men and women, what is it that he is looking for? He's not looking for sin. That's right on the surface. That's obvious. That's easy for him to spot. No, God is looking deeper, looking for something more, looking to see if his law is written upon the heart. Deuteronomy 6:5-6, we read, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart." God searches human hearts to see if his law of love is written there. The problem is that God tells us in Jeremiah 17 that our hearts are deceitful and desperately sick. And in Romans 3, we read that no one is righteous. No one does good, no one seeks after God. And the terrible implication is that when God investigates our innermost parts, he finds sinful, rebellious, stony hearts. He finds hearts resistant to his law of love. And we, like Eliab, are rejected. That is, if the Son of David, King Jesus, had not intervened. Through his death and resurrection, he purchased our forgiveness, he conquered sin and death, and he offers us an entirely new life. For when we believe in the gospel and trust our lives to Jesus Christ, God gives us a heart transplant. Ezekiel 36:26-27, God says, "I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules." There are many claims out there about what receiving the Holy Spirit does and does not mean. But most preeminently, when by faith you receive the Spirit, God writes his law upon your heart. That's what this passage in Ezekiel 36 is saying. God rips out your old stony heart, and he gives you a heart that beats with his, delights in his word, and longs to see his will being done. Thus, when your heart is exposed before the all-seeing eye of God, he looks right past the sins you battle to see his law written upon your heart. And when he finds such a heart, his heart naturally rejoices with an overflow of love. This is what God seeks, a heart like his. He does not want to see pretense or people pretending to have it all together or self-righteous overtures. He wants to see a soft heart beating with the Spirit of Jesus. And so today, if you feel your heart cold or stony or sick, Jesus has a promise for you. In John 7:37-39, the apostle writes, "Jesus stood up and cried out, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.'" Now this he said about the Spirit. My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.